Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head boys wrestling coach Chad Beeman. The boys wrestling team hosted a triangular against Iowa Falls Holden in Webster City, in addition to a duel against Algona on Thursday in the Humboldt High School Gymnasium. The Cats swept all three duels with a 40-21 win over Algona, a 71-6 win against Iowa Falls Holden, and a 36-27 victory in spotlight matches against Webster City. With the duel victories, Humboldt is 5-0 in conference duels this year. I caught up with Coach Beeman after the duels to get his thoughts on the wrestling team's performance.
Webster City is an outstanding team. Algona has an outstanding team. So, I mean, you probably saw three top 10 teams here. And to be able to perform like that, man, just proud of the kids. Just gritty performance. Got after it. No complaints. Our effort was outstanding tonight.
Landon Halverson, Gage Allen with a couple of big nights tonight. In addition to everybody, but, you know, in that first one against Algona to rip off a couple of those pins there, yep. That had to be nice to see.
Man, I mean, that basically clinched that duel when those guys fought back and not only got the win, they both got pins there. That basically clinched the duel for us. And you named two of those guys that have really turned the corner in the last week. But I can't pinpoint any one person in our lineup tonight because the team performed well. I mean, it's just super proud of their effort.
With the wins tonight, how pleased are you with the performances tonight, all three?
The kids joke with me. I always talk about how things look on paper and then how they are in reality. But, I mean, on paper, Algona was probably a three-point favorite. I had Webster City at probably about an 8 or 9 point favorite. And so to turn those around, you know, we talked to the kids about that because we've got kids out of the lineup that we normally count on battling some different adversities this week. And the kids just keep responding. So when on paper it's supposed to look like that and they step up when we're dealing with all this adversity, is super proud.
You end the night against Webster City, you know, they bring the mat out center floor, it's under the lights, and then you get the victory how you guys did. They see Sirks be able to clinch that.
That was awesome. I mean, that's what, with our schedule, the only time we can ever pull out the old spotlight is when we have single duels, and the kids love wrestling under it, getting to, you know, come out with some music, and so I was glad that Webster City agreed to do it, because we haven't been able to do it this year. Well, we only had one other home date, so it makes it a lot of fun for the kids, a memorable experience for the kids. And, you know, like we told the kids in the wrestling room before we started tonight, we needed to wrestle like this is their last opportunity to actually be able to wrestle here in their home crowd. And unless, of course, we get like a regional duel experience or something like that. So.
Thoughts on the upcoming tournament at Osage?
Just another tough outing. I mean, it's going to be another great test for us. Osage is the clear number one in 2A. So they're in our pool. We see Winterset, who's a top 10 team. We've got Assumption and Independence and Cass and Manorville out of Minnesota, Lewis Central, Ankeny Centennial. I mean, just an outstanding field. And so, but it's another test, another challenge for us, and our kids will be ready to step up. It's been a long week, but they'll be ready to step up.
Well, appreciate it, Coach, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head boys wrestling coach Chad Beeman. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.